Pearl, thank you for sharing the words of Scripture with us. Those words from 1 Corinthians are actually older than the words in the Gospels about the institution of the Lord's Supper. And Paul is reminding us that what he received from the Lord, he's passing down to us. And thousands of years later, generations later, we continue in that great tradition as we gather around the table. I had the opportunity earlier this week to attend the preview luncheon for the 30th annual barbecue festival. And when they unveiled the logo, the picture that is on the front of the brochures and the posters, I noticed something that I had not seen before. In front of the image of the old courthouse, you'll see a banner that reads TCBBQ, Taking Care of Barbecue. Well, I knew there had to be a story behind this, so I called Stephanie St. Singh Nassett, who is the director of the barbecue festival, and I said, "Tell me how you came up with this." And she said that several of them were talking, and it goes back to a song by Elvis Presley. Remember Taking Care of Business? Taking Care of Business. But Elvis would often just say TCB. TCB, Taking Care of Business. So this is TCBBQ, Taking Care of Barbecue. And now that I think about it, when you look at the poster and you look at the brochures, which we have a lot of these at the church, that pig sure does look a lot like Elvis, doesn't he? Well, there's one thing that Lexington knows how to do. We know how to take care of the barbecue. That is our unique niche. That is our heritage. It's in our DNA. It's also in our cholesterol. Barbecue is a part of who we are in the town of Lexington. And this is the 30th anniversary of the barbecue festival. Over 30 years ago, Joe Sink was the publisher of the Dispatch. Joe had the notion, and he went to Kay St. Singh, who had the gumption and the wherewithal and the ability to pull it all together. And Joe and Kay together organized the very first barbecue festival. There were about 30,000 people who came to Lexington back in 1984 for the barbecue festival. And this year we're going to have over 175,000. And the reason I know that, Joe Sink told me. Chad, you can go ahead and print it in the paper. We're going to have over 175,000 people. And one thing that is a great joy to me that I look forward to every single year is I get to say the blessing. I get to bless the barbecue for 175,000 people, and that is a whole lot of barbecue. Well, I was talking to Stephanie and said, I never realized the connection. And I believe there is a connection between this festival that we have, the barbecue festival, and World Communion. Because the barbecue festival is centered around a table. We gather the thousands and thousands of people who come to Lexington come and will gather around a table, a big, big table, a lot of tables, but we gather around the table for barbecue. And today, World Communion Sunday, we're gathered around a table. Christians all over the world, from the north and the east and the south and the west, in every different tradition and different culture and different language, in different denominations and expressions of faith, will gather around the table. The barbecue festival is a celebration of community. We all know that it's so much more than barbecue. It's a celebration of community. It is a time for us to focus on what is right about our community and what is right about our nation and our world. It's a venue for people to showcase their talents, their gifts, and their crafts. The barbecue festival brings people together, and it serves as an example of what we can accomplish working together as one. And that's an example that a lot of people need to see. Well, Lexington is not only TCBBQ. We not only take care of the barbecue, but we take care of God's people too. And that's the reason that we gather around this table this morning. Because when we gather around the Lord's table, we celebrate community. In this passage that Carl read to us from John chapter 17, it is the great prayer of Jesus that we could put our differences aside and we could come together. All of God's people can come together and be one. It's here at the Lord's table today that we're celebrating community, the community of faith. We focus on what is right with our world. The Lord's table brings people together. It showcases the Lord's mercy and His love and His grace. And when we all come together, all of us with our different gifts and our abilities and our talents and what we have to bring, when we all come together, we realize that working together, we can accomplish so much more as God's people. The history of barbecue in this town is fascinating. Now, we all know that we've got all of these barbecue restaurants. And the first barbecue restaurant or cafe goes all the way back to 1919. But do you realize the story of barbecue goes back even further? And it goes back in response to basic needs in the lives of people. Lexington was the county seat of Davidson County from the very beginning, back to 1823. And the biggest day of the month, of the week, whenever they had it, was court day, when people would come to town and gather at the courthouse, what is the old courthouse now. People would come to town, and they would come to seek justice. There were some who were coming to seek mercy. They were also coming to take advantage of the merchandise, of what the vendors and the merchants in town had to offer. But you know, they were also coming seeking community, seeking fellowship. And so all of these people at the turn of the century would gather in the town of Lexington back in the horse and buggy days, back before we had good roads. It was difficult for people to come to town, and so when they came to town, they came to stay. But they quickly discovered there wasn't enough food for all of these people. You have all these folks coming into town, where do we feed them? They didn't have all of the cafes and the restaurants that we had now. And so some enterprising individuals decided that they would just find an open place and they would dig a pit and they would put some hickory wood in that pit and over it they would cook pork shoulders. And they started doing that just outside the downtown area. They would dig an open pit and they would put in hickory wood and they would slow roast pork shoulders. And by the way, a few years ago when I was doing a lot of research on the history of Lexington, I discovered that one of the first pits was within a few steps of where we are right now. It was in response to a need. That's how Lexington Barbecue started. That's where the niche began. That's where the heritage was born. It was born out of a great need that people had when they came to town. They needed something to eat. And then some of those individuals, like Jesse Swicegood And Sid Weaver and others started little cafes and restaurants, and the rest is history. When we come to this table, we're coming out of great need. We're coming because we need to be connected with our Creator. We're coming because we need forgiveness. We need love. We need mercy. And we need grace. As we come to this table today, we come as one, and we come as equals, because we come as sinners. All of us have sinned, and we've fallen short of the glory of God. And it is only at this table, when we partake of the bread and we partake of the cup, that we realize that Jesus gave His life. He shed His blood so that our sins can be washed away and so that we can become one, a great community of faith together. But we come to this table because we need to be here. This is the nourishment for our souls. This is the creation of community. This is the beginning of life. And in just a moment, in this sanctuary, we will symbolize the fact that we're all equals as we serve one another. Our deacons are servants. That's what the word deacon means. And our deacons will take the trays with the elements, and they will bring those to the individual pews. And then you, the brothers and the sisters of the faith, you will pass the tray, you will serve one another. And together, we all will receive what we need at the table of the Lord. Together, we will receive love and forgiveness and grace and mercy. That's what we need at this table. But I have a question to ask you. What about all the people who are not here today? What about those people that Mark was talking about in his prayer who are hungry, who have medical needs? What about families that are in crisis, who don't go to church? Aren't they God's children too? Don't we have a responsibility to take care of all of God's people and all the people in this community? The trays and the elements will be within the confines of this sanctuary. We invite those of you that are listening on the radio to take some juice and to take a bread and join us as we're all gathered around the same table. But there's so many other folks who are not going to turn on the radio, who need God's love and grace more than anyone. Will we walk outside the doors of this church and will we serve them? Will we meet people where they are through things like Faith Health NC, through the agencies that we have in our community that feed hungry people, that befriend children who need a partner, who take care of people who have cancer and people who are suffering from AIDS? Are we going to be there to be the hands and the feet of Christ? Will we take the trays? Will we take the bread? And will we take the cup so that we can all celebrate community? In just about 3 weeks, we're going to take care of the barbecue. There's no doubt about that. But are we going to take care of God's people too? Are we going to reach out with His love? I pray that as we gather around the table, we would be reminded that the blessing of this communion cannot stop in the sanctuary of this church.